This is the Maternity Matters podcast from Riley Children's Health. Discussions to help you along the journey from the first trimester to your child's first year. Hey everyone, Gabby Reithmiller here from the Riley social media team. And today we're going to be talking about that period after a woman gives birth and might be facing a perinatal mood disorder and the help that is available for the moms out there. And to discuss this, I'm joined by Tracy McInnes, who is our perinatal mood disorders program coordinator for IU Health. So Tracy, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Gabby.
Just to start off, could you explain a little bit about what you do in your role and what that means for our patients?
Of course. So I receive referrals from a variety of different places, OB offices, the staff there, the maternity center, so the mother-baby unit, labor and delivery, the NICU staff, anyone who scores 12 or higher on our Edinburgh postpartum depression scale is who is referred to me. From that location, pediatricians are also referring, social workers at hospitals, patients can self-refer, their family members can refer, midwives, doulas, home visitation programs, and previous patients a lot of times will refer family and friends. So once I receive a referral, I do a phone consult currently with each patient. And during that phone call, I am assessing the need and I am helping that patient come up with a treatment plan. And those normally considering who they need to be referred to. So psychiatry, therapy, connecting patient to providers for medication. And I run support groups as well. And so if I feel like that would be beneficial to that mom, that is when we discuss that and that option, and I can send her referrals for that as well. And then I also teach a PMAD class quarterly for IU Health, and people from within the system and outside can also be a part of that just to learn more about what these are.
Yeah, that's great to hear all those different resources. And I think the people listening to this, many will likely be familiar with the term postpartum depression, but there are things that go beyond that, that a new mom might experience. I've heard of concepts like postpartum anxiety, postpartum rage. Can you explain what this umbrella for perinatal mood disorders actually refers to and how it goes beyond just that depression diagnosis?
Absolutely. So there are several different mood disorders that fall under the perinatal mood and anxiety disorder umbrella. Those are depression, which is the one we're most we really associate most with. And that can be during pregnancy as well as postpartum. And so we're kind of trying to get away from the postpartum depression, calling it more perinatal, which is during pregnancy up until the birth, or actually during, up until the baby's first birthday. And so there's depression, there's anxiety that can come as well. There's also OCD, which is the repetitive upsetting thoughts or images that come to moms. That is very common, not talked about very often. Super important that we know about that. There's postpartum PTSD, which comes from the traumatic birth process perhaps, or past trauma. And these moms can really experience some flashbacks from their birth experience. We also have bipolar mood disorders that sometimes moms can be diagnosed with for the first time ever during the perinatal phase, which can be really, really hard. And that's more severe depression. They cycle, they go in and out of mania. So that can be pretty scary as well. And then of course, there's the psychosis piece. At this point, they're out of touch with reality. They're seeing and hearing things that are not present. And it's a dangerous situation that requires immediate help for the mom and for the baby's safety. So those are the different disorders that fall right underneath that umbrella that we don't talk about as often.
Yeah. And I think sometimes moms are told, oh, having the baby blues, that's normal. You know, watch out for that. But how does a new parent know whether they're just facing that or a more serious condition where they need to seek out that professional help?
Yeah. So baby blues, those consist of mood swings, some tearfulness, they really normally resolve themselves. And so about 2 weeks postpartum, a mom will start to feel more like herself. And so this is a normal adjustment to motherhood. It is really not a disorder. And that is how we distinguish baby blues from a postpartum depression or any of the other things that I just mentioned. Because once we move from the 2-week period, we know then just time-wise, it's starting to look like there may be a perinatal mood disorder present instead of just that initial adjustment period of emotions.
Yeah. And if someone is a new parent or they're close to a new mom, how can they recognize what symptoms may be kind of that sign that someone needs that additional support, right? Like that it's going beyond just that 2-week period. What are things to look out for?
Yeah. So if she's really, again, not feeling mostly like herself, of course we expect mom to be tired. She just gave birth. But if she's not starting to enjoy the things that once brought her joy, if her sleep is being affected in the sense that when baby rests, she is unable to because of just racing thoughts, if her appetite is affected, so she may be eating more than normal or just not wanting to eat at all, these are things that we can notice. And overall, just experiencing a different quality of life. And so I always encourage families, spouses, partners to really just watch to make sure that she is, for the most part, feeling like herself, acting like herself. And again, if it's post 2 weeks, then we need to make sure and just reach out if we feel like there's something there with sleep, appetite, that's just off, that feels off, or she is crying way more than we think that, you know, the normal 2-week postpartum phase would look like.
Yeah. And so if someone is listening to this and says, okay, that sounds like I'm experiencing that, or a loved one says, you know, this new mom in my life may fall under this category, what is the support that is available to kind of get them on the path to getting better?
So there is a lot of support, and perinatal mood and anxiety disorders are very treatable. And so that is why education is so important, because once it is decided that a woman is struggling, there's so many different options. So we have medication. If a mom feels like that is something she needs and she's ready for, OBs are normally very happy to start an SSRI for that. Just like an inhaler is needed for asthma, sometimes the brain chemicals need a little bit of help as well, settling down after the birth or during the pregnancy. And so that is something that we can definitely talk to doctors about and see if that's an option for mom. There's therapy. Cognitive behavioral therapy is a great modality, just to be able to talk to someone. The adjustment to motherhood is hard anyway, but when we are experiencing depression, anxiety, OCD, all those things, on top of it, we just really could use someone to listen to us. There's perinatal mood and anxiety disorder trained therapists in the community. I do my best to refer my patients to those people, just because it is a niche of mental health that I feel like it's just beneficial when there's some background or some education there. There's support groups. And I will say, I think that during the pandemic with all of the isolation, it's just been really, really hard for new moms. And so this has been a great way for them to stay connected to other mothers, talk to people who speak the same language, literally words that maybe we wouldn't say to our family and friends, but in the support group, it's a safe place. And so we can talk about intrusive thoughts there. We can talk about how this isn't all joy all the time, and just be real with one another. So those are the things that are available within my program. There's definitely postpartum support international, which is an amazing organization that offers so much help across the country and the world. And so we want to make sure that people know about that as well. And that can be found at postpartum.net. on the web. And so that's another way you can actually reach out and have someone give you a call, and just talking to your providers, making sure that you're just mentioning that something feels off. I think that's really the best, very basic way to explain when a mom should reach out, and just know that there is so much help available. It's just getting involved and asking the question.
Yeah, that's good to hear that there's all these different avenues that a mom can turn to. And as we talk about these mood disorders, you know, we've been focusing on mom, of course, but is it something that can also occur in fathers that are, you know, transitioning to this new role as well? Does that impact their mental state?
Absolutely, it does. Pre-pandemic, 1 in 5 women would be diagnosed with a perinatal mood anxiety disorder, and 1 in 10 dads. And the research is showing that the numbers have increased significantly since the pandemic for obvious reasons. But for dads, there's a lot of additional stress. So obviously just having a baby, he goes through a lot of the same adjustment issues. There's financial strain, especially again during the pandemic where he's maybe having to work more hours. There's relationship strain a lot of times where they're just not getting along, or mom and dad feel like they're arguing more than normal. And so there's just so much for dads, but we definitely, I think the biggest thing for me when I talk with dads is they say most often, I know something's really wrong with my wife or my partner, but I'm just afraid and I don't know what to do. And so I think a lot of times, again, getting them the education, letting them know that there's people out there, I will have men just say, oh, thank goodness I'm talking to somebody who knows what this is, because they too may have never experienced this. And so they think something is just really, really, really wrong with mom, and they are terrified. And so a lot of fear is involved, and they are taking on additional roles. I mean, a lot of times in order to treat a mom for postpartum depression, for example, we need her to get more rest. And so, you know, during the pandemic, villages were bigger, but now we're kind of staying home more and staying to ourselves. And so dads are taking on that nighttime feeding a lot more often than they maybe were. And so he's just exhausted and dealing with all the same things. So dads have groups too through Postpartum Support International. And I certainly work with the family unit here at IU. Want to make sure everyone feels supported, because it's super important for baby and for all of the family unit.
Yeah, that's so true. And it sounds like you've had the opportunity to talk to so many different families, you know, through your role at IU Health. What do you hear from them after they get that help, you know, about how it changes their lives? Because if you do have a mood disorder, I mean, it is impacting every aspect of your day, I imagine, especially during these times that you were mentioning, you know, our villages are smaller as we kind of try to be safe during the pandemic. What's that reaction that you get once they do kind of find the answers they were seeking or the treatment that's been helpful?
Yeah. So just really appreciation, you know, some women are really lucky and are directed to specialists in this area early on in their journey. So maybe through pregnancy or very early on postpartum. Some moms do not hear about things that are out here until later on. And so a lot of times I'll hear moms in support groups say, you know, I just wish I had found it earlier, or I'm so grateful that my friend went through this program and was able to refer me. But they really just feel so validated, I think, is the biggest thing. We actually had a conversation in group last night. So validated, so not alone. Feeling as if they thought they were really, you know, losing it. I mean, those are the words they use, losing it, going crazy. And so when they come into group, it really just makes them feel less alone, less isolated, and normal, and know that they are not at fault. Someone said it last night, it was great to come to group and hear, I guess, or the facilitator say, you know, this isn't anything you did wrong. This isn't something that you could have done differently. This is biochemical. And so we're just going to get through it together. We're going to know who the team is that can surround us during these times and get you the help you need. And so they feel very relieved and just appreciative of the care that is available.
Yeah. Just talking to other moms can be so, so significant. And I want to ask you here as we wrap up, if a mom is listening to this and has not yet confided in someone about her feelings, you know, postpartum, and she's kind of listening to this to get more information, what do you want to say to that parent that is kind of wondering if they need that additional support through this?
So I just want to say to her that she needs to reach out, that there are people like me who specialize in this area, who understand exactly what you're going through. This is a tough, tough time to have a baby and be pregnant. And so we are extra sensitive during this time to really making sure moms get whatever it is they need. You are certainly not alone. This is very, very common, not your fault. And with treatment, you're going to be well.
Yeah, powerful words there. And Tracy, if a parent wants to contact you or the program, is there a certain phone number or website they should turn to kind of figure out how to connect?
Absolutely. The number to call is 317-962-8191. That is my main line. It's a voicemail line. It will instruct you what to say when you leave the voicemail, and I will get back to you at my earliest convenience, and we will talk about what is going on and assess the need and get you to the right people and talk to you about joining the support group too, where you know that you're not alone.
Perfect. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us a bit about what you do and for the work that you're doing with new parents during this time.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I appreciate it, Gabby.